Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, time to speak to Lisa Paget, Team Bath netball manager. First of all, Lisa, let's look at the recent post about trials. Just to be part of the blue and gold, so much history, really important.
Yeah, we've had a record interest actually for trials in our pathway. So we've just recently worked through a process with our athlete development centres, which has got 227 athletes signed up across the region. We've also just gone out for expressions of interest for our MPL squads and next gen squads as well, and we're finding there's lots and lots of interest coming in, which is brilliant. And I think there was a little bit of a fear, you know, not being quite sure when obviously the decision for Super League to be elsewhere struck, what impact that would have on the talent pathway. But thankfully, we're seeing athletes still really keen to be part of what we're doing and signing up and wanting to join Blue and Gold, which we're really thrilled about.
Ideally, who are these for and what kind of commitment is needed on a weekly basis?
So MPL for us, most squads will train once a week. Our under-19s train twice a week. There will be some sort of strength and conditioning support and provision expected. We have a number of obviously competition and match play opportunities. So it's quite a comprehensive program for young developing athletes. They obviously a lot will come in and spend some time in the sports training village, the University of Bath, which is obviously our home, and it's a really good grounding for young athletes to develop the fundamentals and the skills required to progress to the next level.
How have you managed to keep things active in the local community with there being no Super League franchise?
Do you know, it's been really fascinating, actually. I actually only came in January to cover Emily City, who's on maternity leave right now. So I came in just on sort of the cusp of next gen starting. And, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty, if I'm honest, when I started around, you know, what would the future be for Team Bath? Would people turn up? What was going to happen? And we've actually found like people have rallied behind us so well, and it's really shown that there's an appetite in the region for Team Bath netball, the programs we run, and also to come and watch high quality netball. So we lost Super League, but what we found was this fan base still that wanted to come and support. And so actually our next gen games almost became very, very similar to Super League in the sense that tickets were sold, we sold out games, brilliant atmosphere. And of course, we committed to staging the games as well, like an NSL games. We have the lights, we have the music, we have, you know, all sorts of activation going on to make it a really vibrant match day experience. We just found that actually it isn't Super League. We're not trying to pretend it is, but we found that actually people were loving coming to support Team Bath. And you know, we're so glad we were still here, and we really felt that gratitude and support from the fans, and they turned out and backed us. So in lots of ways, of course, there was a loss at Super League, you know, it isn't in the Southwest, and it does leave a really big strategic gap, I think, for netball. But similarly, I think, you know, people rallied behind Next Gen for us as the highest standard of netball that can be seen in the Southwest. And so our young athletes had this really unique experience where they were front and center of everything going on and getting lots of support and lots of attention. And so in many ways, the appetite to be connected to Team Bath and, you know, be part of that Team Bath journey still feels like it's there. It doesn't feel like we've lost maybe as much as it felt like we could have done.
Definitely that kind of feeling until you're back where you rightfully belong. I wanted to get you on as well because there's some non-exec director roles that have been advertised. What can you tell me about them?
Yeah, so really, for, you know, it's been no secret that obviously, you know, not being able to be part of the Super League was a real blow for the Southwest and Team Bath. And you know, there were legitimate reasons why that was the case. But the ambition has always been to try and bring back Netball Super League to the region. You know, there's a huge population right now that probably Super League doesn't capture in the Southwest. And, you know, strategically, it will make lots and lots of sense, I think, for the competition to have representation in this part of the world. And so what we wanted to do was actually form an executive board that had the responsibility of plotting that route back. And there's a number of ways that could look, actually, in terms of what that model could look like. You know, we know that an arena is a barrier right now, and you know, nothing has changed on that front. We still know we need to find an arena, and we still currently don't have one. And financial investment is something else that we need to also you know, quite dramatically increased to be a really credible contender for a next Super League franchise. So we wanted to put together this board of executive directors, and their role really is to build the business plan, help secure funding, and work out where the best place is for a franchise in the region, how that will operate. So not just when the time comes that we can return, but we can come back and thrive. So we have gone out for some non-executive director roles to be part of a board. And this board's focus will solely be around the return of elite netball to the region. So it's not overseeing necessarily Team Bath netball activities in its current form. It's around looking forward, it's around building the future. So we've particularly been looking out for people with commercial specialisms, with track records of you know, building and finding commercial partners and raising money. Legal and governance is another specialism we're looking for. Media and communications, you know, we all know that's a huge part of growing professional sport. It's how you present yourself, how you communicate and put yourself out there to the world. And also performance, you know, because the reality is, you can have all the right business structures in the world around it, but if the performance isn't great, you know, that is where everything starts from. Having a brilliant set of athletes who are competitive, they're brilliant role models, they're winning games, and the right performance structures to support those athletes is the core of where it all starts. And I think for me, everything else builds out from there. So we are, yeah, we're out there looking for people right now with track records in, having run some of these races before, done these activities, done these things that can come together and really make sure that when the opportunity does present itself for Team Bath to hopefully reemerge or a franchise in the Southwest to return, that we're in a brilliant place to do that. We've got all the pieces of the puzzle in place to move forward.
And you did all of them off the top of your head. Well done.
I know. I have actually looked at this quite a lot now. It's quite a key part of work for me for the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, it's pretty ingrained in my head right now.
Perhaps as well you'd be taking advice from maybe former players as well who could feed into the process.
Absolutely. You know, we've got some lovely connections still with people that have been involved with Team Bath Netball. And even once we've established, you know, the executive board, so to speak, there's going to need to be more people on this journey than that. So our hope is that we can absolutely engage and utilise the support of former players who have been there and done it. You know, they know what works, they know what doesn't work, and they can understand maybe the vision of where the sport needs to get to. So, you know, I think that the board is almost the starting point, but I'm absolutely certain we are going to need other supporters, friends and assets to help build this campaign to make sure that we're coming at it in the right way and we're coming in a way that prepares it for the future, and not just to come in and exist, but to come in and thrive. And I think that's something we're very, very keen on. If we're going to want to do it, we want to do it well.
One of the things I felt was really, really nice to hear that Flyhawk is still going to be involved, and even though the Super League franchise was lost, their ongoing commitment to Team Bath is really, really good to see.
Yeah, we're really lucky in Flyhawk. They're a wonderful partner to us, and that support hasn't wavered. And I think that actually plays out in lots, not just Flyhawk, but with lots of our commercial partners, actually, that we love working with Flyhawk. They're great to work with. They understand what we're trying to do. They've been on the journey, and it's brilliant that they've stuck with us. But actually, all of our commercial partners have done the same. It could have been easy for people to have stepped away, actually, when Super League was lost. And our commercial partners haven't done that. They've stayed with us. They've supported the journey. And they understand as well, like every Super League franchise, that's the bit at the top you see the most of. But all of those franchises are running their next gen. They're running their talent pathways. They're running holiday camps. They're doing some really, really great work. And we lost Super League. And of course, that's a good chunk of stuff that's gone. But there's a reality, like 70% of stuff that was being done before is now still being done by us. And I think, you know, it's great that our commercial partners could see that and recognize it and stand with us on that journey when I guess they probably had the opportunity to choose a different direction.
What about the best place to find out more information on the roles? And there'll be a closing date.
Yeah, the closing date is coming around pretty quickly. So it's Monday the 21st of July, 5 p.m. All of the information is on the Team Bath website. There is an article on there around a statement around kind of the direction of Team Bath Netball. In there, it talks about the roles we're advertising for. It's got the advert and the spec in there. And similarly, just in there are details on how to apply. And they're not difficult. It's not difficult as how to apply. It is simply a cover letter and a CV that gets emailed into myself, and you know, it will be considered and reviewed in due course. So if anyone is interested and feels like they have that kind of executive level of expertise, but combined with a passion for women's sport, and particularly netball, then you know, we would love to hear from people. And even if an exec role isn't quite right for that person, it might well be, as we continue to move forward and build, that there could be other ways for people to be involved. So at this point, it would be brilliant to hear from people that could be interested in being part of that journey.
Lisa, I think Super League's on the phone. How ready are you to return to it?
I thought this might be coming as a question.
At the end, though, that was quite kind.
Oh, Nick, you know, we absolutely want to return to the league, and we want to return at a point when we've got all of our ducks in a row and we're ready. And the reality at the moment is, you know, Team Bath Netball's been through a huge upheaval from, you know, just over a year ago when it found out it wasn't part of NSL to, you know, and sadly that meant a change in personnel. It meant redundancies. You know, there's been a really big rebuild that's had to go on just to even get to this point today, really. And obviously really back on next gen players and support them and make sure the programmes are really sure footing. So the board, I guess, is the first step towards that return. There is a reality that probably the reasons why we were unsuccessful in the tender, they still exist. You know, we don't have the answer to the arena question right now. You know, if that scenario changed, then that would probably change our readiness position. Like, that is a key barrier for us. And of course, you either have an arena or you don't. And if you need one, they don't get knocked up overnight. And there is a time frame that's attached to that. And there's nothing much that we can do about that. So, you know, as it stands, our focus has been the talent pathway we're running, our next gen program. But as and when, we're really open to conversations in terms of what could be moving forwards. But there is a reality that, you know, there would be some real investment needed and finance to be secured. And probably realistically, a reconsideration on the necessity of arenas for us to be able to move in any sort of faster time frame than what we're currently working to. So we're working towards it, but as I say, at the moment, you know, the arena is probably dictating the time frame for us, to be honest.
I threw that on you, so well answered. Thank you for your time. Obviously there's more information on those director roles that's available online at the Team Bath Netball website.
That's right. Yeah, Team Bath Netball website. It's one of the news articles around a statement around the future of Team Bath Netball, which is exactly where you will find all the information. But it's also on LinkedIn as well. So you head to Team Bath Netball on LinkedIn. And similarly, we've popped a post on our Instagram channel as well. So if anyone follows us on any one place rather than the other, you should be able to still find the information.
Excellent, Lisa. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports, and we're on the podcasts rail.